You know, most of the business at the show is preset appointments. It's a little different than a U.S.-based trade show where there's a lot of sort of browsing the aisles and meeting people and you know, just happenstance. Where over in Frankfurt, these are relationships get built up over years and years.
That's IBPA's Chief Operating Officer, Terry Nathan, talking about navigating the Frankfurt Book Fair, which is the world's largest trade show devoted to books and publishing. Do you have subsidiary rights to sell? Should you go to Frankfurt yourself? Well, stick around for the interview and let Terry help you decide. But first, let me welcome you to Inside Independent Publishing with IBPA. Thanks for streaming in. I'm an independent publisher, and I'm your host, Peter Goodman. Inside Independent Publishing comes to you from IBPA, the Independent Book Publishers Association. IBPA's mission is to lead and serve the independent publishing community through advocacy, education, and tools for success. For more about IBPA and how we can help you be a better publisher and sell more books, whatever kind of publisher you are, go to ibpa-online.org. You can also tweet questions and comments to me at the handles at Peter Goodman or at IBPA. Okay, let's get started. I'm very pleased to have a guest today from the mothership, Terry Nathan, who is the Chief Operating Officer of IBPA. Hi, Terry.
Hello, Peter, and thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's great. I'm glad to talk to you. And now, you obviously know everything there is to know about IBPA because I believe you've been there since the beginning of time.
I have indeed. I think I was born into it.
Yeah. So, seriously, when did you start with IBPA or as was called PMA at the time?
It was called PMA at the time. I started in 1992. It seems like forever ago. My mom, Jan Nathan, had started the group, and that was back in the early 80s. The group was growing and growing, and I was fresh out of college, and she was looking to add someone to the mix, and there I was. So 1992, my first entree into it was at Publishing University.
Wow, how convenient. And so by now, I'm sure you could probably talk about just about any subject involving publishing, but you know, today I wanted to ask you about one of your favorite subjects and probably one that you know very much about, certainly more than most people who have passed through IBPA, which is the Frankfurt Book Fair. And that just finished a couple weeks ago, right?
Yeah, it did. It takes place in October every year. And it did. It just finished. It was October 16th through the 20th this year. So I'm fresh out of the mix there.
Great. Well, so let's talk about Frankfurt. First, explain what is Frankfurt. When people say I'm going to Frankfurt, what do they mean, and why does it matter to indie presses and to author publishers?
Frankfurt is it's sort of the granddaddy of all trade shows. It's a gigantic book fair. Just to sort of put it in perspective, our large book fair here in the U.S. is called Book Expo, and Book Expo claims, I don't know, 27,000 visitors, and that includes their public portion called BookCon. So that's 27,000 total visitors. This year in Frankfurt, and by the way, Frankfurt's kind of on the wane a bit, I guess if you could call it that, but this year's numbers for Frankfurt, there were 302,000 visitors compared to, you know, our big book fair here, 27,000. So it's, what is that, 12, 15 times the size of our big show here?
Did you say 302,000?
302,000 people visited that show this year. That's right.
That's ridiculous.
So yeah, it is. And I'd say, you know, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, it was even larger. It takes the fairgrounds over there in Frankfurt. They call it the Messe. And it is literally a city. There's stores and police department in there. I think I've seen a fire department in there. But there's multiple buildings. I remember, you know, maybe early 2000s, late 90s, it was taking up 12 buildings over there. And each building has multiple floors. Now I think it's probably down to maybe 7 buildings or something like that. But it's still a gigantic fair. And And one that not only the German publishing world or the publishing world in general, but the German public comes out to see it on the weekends. So the way the show's set up, it starts on a Wednesday, goes until Sunday, and Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday is kind of the business-to-business part of the show, where agents and publishers from all over the world. It's not just Europe, not just Germany. It's literally every country in the world is represented there. And Wednesday through Friday is all the business, where people are negotiating rights to have their books published in different languages and in different parts of the world. And then on Saturday and Sunday, the gates are open to the public, and then the public comes in and enjoys all the books.
So is the when the public comes in, is that a selling show? You can sell books to people if you want?
You can, but so the public days are mostly the most popular part of those days are the German halls, as you might imagine. They've yeah. got a lot of their local authors and celebrities that the public's able to meet. And it's you're familiar with Comic-Con here in the
sure.
U.S. probably, aren't
mm-hmm.
you? Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's got a little bit of that flair too. There people get all dressed up and they come out and in full dress, and it's quite an event. So it's got that Comic-Con feel on the weekends, but most of that happens over in the German halls. So, you know, I said there were 7-8 buildings. The way they separate the show is usually by territory or by language. So we're in Hall 6, and most of the English speaking countries are there. Us, the UK, New Zealand, I think I saw South Africa, I saw some Indian publishers in our area, just about all of the English-speaking countries are, and there's, I think, 3 or 4 floors there in Hall 6, so it's a big, big deal. And then the German hall's over in Hall 3, and on the weekends, that's where a lot of the activity is taking place. And then also there's a courtyard in the middle where there's a lot of events taking place, and you see a lot of activity out there as well.
Well, I guess with all the bratwurst being served there, it sounds like the place could even use its own slaughterhouse.
Yeah, I think you're
yeah.
right.
So if you're like a small press, that sounds very intimidating, 302,000 people and all these different booths, I guess, from major publishers. If you have one book, or if you only have 6 books or so, is it affordable to go over there and have your own exhibit? I mean, obviously, one of the reasons we're talking to you is because IBA has its exhibit service there, where people can put their books in for display, and we'll get to that. But I'm thinking
yeah.
in terms of people going there independently. Is that really possible to do?
Yeah. It is. It's getting, it is expensive, so it really depends on each individual, but it is possible. It is worthwhile. I would say the first year, the first couple years of attending this show, it's a learning. There's a lot of learning that happens those first few years. I just say, you need to set your expectations or get them set in the right spot. Most of the business at the show is preset appointments. It's a little different than a U.S.-based trade show, where there's a lot of sort of browsing the aisles and meeting people and just happenstance. Where over in Frankfurt, these are relationships get built up over years and years, and you meet with publishers' representatives, publishers' agents. That are either covering a territory or a language or maybe just a single publishing house if they're big enough. So for an indie author, indie publisher, yeah, it's gigantic. It's going to be intimidating, and you can get your own booth, but I would recommend the first year, maybe even 2 years, something like that, is sort of pounding the pavement, seeing what other people are doing, starting to make your connections. Starting to establish these relationships that will sort of cash in after years and years of, of, of being there.
And by cashing in, basically we're talking about selling translation rights.
Yeah, that's right. So most places, it depends on what part of the world. So I may be meeting with a publisher from Germany, and that publisher is interested in an inspirational book from an author that's known over there or something like that, that may be an American author with a book in our booth. And the idea is that book would be translated into German and then published under that company's name. And that German publisher would pay either the owner of the international rights, oftentimes that is the American author, or it could be the American publisher, they pay them basically a royalty, very similar to if a publisher here pays an author a royalty.
Right, and this could be, anything from, all sorts of books, all kinds of genres. Have you noticed over the years that European publishers are more interested in one thing as opposed to another? Are the size of the deals changing in addition to the formats that they're looking for? Like, are they now looking at ebooks as well as audiobooks?
Yeah, I don't get that far into the negotiation. We're usually just there making a connection for our members or publishers. But I think that's right. The types of deals are changing, certainly, and the numbers of formats that are now negotiated are also changing along with it, whether it's ebooks or, smaller print runs or on-demand runs, or, it's similar to what's happening here in the U.S. And the types of books, you see it change year after year a little bit, but it's, I think in general, if a book fills a need that's not being filled already, they're probably going to have some interest in it. If a book is filling a need that's really popular worldwide, a lot of times you'll see business books or inspirational books, self-help books. A lot of times those things seem to travel pretty well. And now we're even seeing fiction books that are starting to, get picked up, and even fiction books from lesser known or unknown authors, where, 10 years ago I would have said, forget it, I wouldn't even waste my time. But it's we're starting to see more and more fiction being picked up. So it's, I don't think people are, the international audiences are choosy. They just want good quality material.
So, and what does IBPA offer? I mean, one could always go and wander around, but they don't have a budget, and put a book or two at the IBPA booth. And what does IBPA do for the author?
Right. So we put together a catalog that we share with our full list. We've been going to the show. The next year will be our 35th year, the 2020 wow. show. So we've been going for quite a while. And over that time, we've developed these relationships with people. And so before we even get to the show, we've reached out to our full list and ask for an appointment. And, by the time we get there, every half hour on the half hour, we're meeting with somebody new. It could be an agent from Korea that's representing 300 Korean publishers, or it could be a publisher from Romania, or everything in between, really. So what you're getting from us is our expertise and our list and just our contacts and connections. It doesn't guarantee that your book's going to sell to these places, but it certainly we're putting it into the eyes of the marketplace.
Yeah.
So I mentioned we put a catalog together, and that catalog we share with not only the people we're meeting with while we're at the show, but we've got a list of about 550 names or something of people we've met with over the years, and we share that list with everybody. So even if they're not attending the show this year, they can at least see the books that we'll be presenting.
Well, is there anything that a publisher can do to improve the odds of their book being picked up or looked at? Are there any collateral materials that they can author? Is it basically just send the book and hope for the best?
It is a little bit of that, I've got to admit. I mean, there is that just about in many marketing types of things. You send your material and you hope for the best. I mean, it's certainly a little bit better than that. But in this case, the Frankfurt website offers a large or a large amount of information and access to who's attending, and our individual authors and publishers could do a little bit of legwork for us and kind of figure out who might be a good contact for them, and then they can suggest that they come to our booth and meet with us, or they come to the booth and see the book, and you know they just start the conversation to get people going. You know, attending the show, an individual author or publisher is going to be able to get out and sort of pound the pavement a little bit, which is something we can't do ourselves because we're sitting there and we're meeting with people the entire show. But, you know, they can go out and see other exhibiting right. companies that are out there that might make sense to partner with, and then, you know, politely ask for an appointment to see if there's an opening in a schedule. And almost all of these booths are people sitting and meeting every half hour on the half hour. You usually sit and meet for 15, 20 minutes, and then, you know, your appointment will get up and walk on to their next appointment. And sometimes as they're walking between booths, they'll walk into our booth and we'll sort of have some walk-up appointments like that too. So what can an author do is, you know, they can do some of the groundwork ahead of time by figuring out internationally who might be a good fit for their book. If they're attending the show, they can help drive traffic to the booth or to their book there, or they can bring their book to people and have individual appointments. And this year, we did something new. We put binders of individual flyers together and sort of guided our members into creating these flyers with key selling points on, you know, which countries would make a good fit for their book and why that is. And those binders were made available to everybody that stopped by our booth, and you know, people are interested in flipping through and finding material.
Yeah, well, that's one strategy anyway, is to put your book in the IBPA booth and then go yourself and pound the pavement and see if you can drive people back. Because I mean, the people at the IBPA booth are in a position to, you know, talk about the rights and available. You have a lot of experience, so you can answer the questions of the publishers and be helpful to authors, particularly first timers who aren't aware of all the different conventions of buying and selling international rights.
Yeah, you know, there were a few of our folks there this year, and they were doing just that, and they'd stop back every once in a while, and they'd say, "Hey, have you heard of this, or do you know what I should do with whatever the case was?" You know, and yeah, we'd help guide them on things that we may know about the international marketplace. That's right.
So, I mean, IBPA members can keep tabs on the IBPA site, and of course, they'll get announcements about when it's time to begin reserving place at Frankfurt. One travel tip I understand is that if you are planning going on Frankfurt, to make your reservations a year in advance. Is that right?
Yeah, you know, that certainly was the case years ago, you know, not too many years ago, 5, 6, 7 years ago. It's a little easier to get into the hotels and things, but for a while there, the cost of hotels close to the fairgrounds was just off the charts. And there's a small river that goes through Frankfurt, and all of the hotels would sell out so much so that these small little river boats, well, not so small, these river boats would pull up and dock right on the bank of the river right there for the week, so that people could rent rooms in their in their boats, and they were making quite a bit of money. we had always gone on the cheap and stayed, I don't know, maybe about a 45-minute ride outside of town. The public transport system is great, just as it is in a lot of European cities. So it wasn't terrible, but it would be a bit of a trek, walking to a train station and, you know, taking the streetcar getting on a train from there to there, and, you know,
yeah,
quite a journey.
I've seen the travel brochures for the German river cruises. I don't think this is what you're talking about, though.
No, it's not. Yeah. There's not a lot of wine tasting and things up the Rhine River.
Really?
That's not what I'm talking about.
What about the other big European trade fair, the London Book Fair? Is that basically just Frankfurt in miniature, or do you feel that there's something different there?
I've done London probably 10 times myself or something, but it is in miniature. It's more along the lines of even smaller than ABA or Book Expo was here. You know, it was a little bit more just European centric than worldwide. And there are a lot of these shows in different parts of the world. But Bologna Book Fair, some may have heard of, is that one focuses on children's and young adult, and it's a great show for that marketplace. There are trade shows popping up. There's one in Sharjah now, the Sharjah International Book Fair.
Where's that?
United Arab Emirates over, you know, in the Middle East, and they're even paying people to attend that show to get it going. You know, they're paying proper agents to bring from the U.S. On some sort of, I don't know what they call it, maybe a scholarship or something. So there, you know, there's shows in Tokyo. There, you know, quite a few now in China. China's opened up quite a bit. But the Frankfurt Book Fair literally is the biggest of them all. No question. And the longest standing. I was reading something on their Wikipedia page. It said the Frankfurt Book Fair has a tradition spanning more than 500 years. In 1454, soon after Johannes Gutenberg had developed printing in movable letters in Mainz, which is right near Frankfurt, the first book fair was held by local booksellers. So that's how far back the Frankfurt Book Fair goes.
And 1 year later, the first pirated edition came out, right?
that's funny.
They were probably selling used versions of it before the new one actually launched.
Right.
So what about, have you picked up anything about small press publishing in Europe? All these different countries, it's maybe hard to generalize, but would you say that is a thriving scene, and is Amazon as much of a disruptor of book culture and book retailing in Europe as it is here in North America?
I would say yes. It's not as prevalent as it is here yet, but I think it's certainly coming. And the Frankfurt Book Fair itself is, you're starting to see it even there. You know, they had for the first time this year an authors area called Frankfurt Authors, where it was always sort of publishers. Everything was publishing centric. And one of the Frankfurt Book Fair organizers, Lars Birken Birch is his name, said, on the one hand, of course, you have the traditional publishing house authors who come to the fair with their publishing houses, give readings, and are looking for contact with the media. Then there are the independent authors who I don't want to call self-publishers anymore because that's too technical. After all, there's more involved than just publishing. Independent authors have a different approach to networking at conventions, on social media, online communities, crowdfunding platforms. There's also a significant number of hybrid authors. So anyway, he goes on, but the point is, they're really, even at the show, we could see them starting to embrace this concept of author publishing and author publishers now, to a point where they've got an area dedicated to this group.
Well, great. Thanks, Terry. And IBPA, I assume, is going again next year?
Absolutely. Yep. It'll be October again next year. We do a couple things over there, I'll just say real quickly. We have quite a large collective area of what we, you know, we've pulled together a real strong independent publishing sort of footprint on the floor there at Hall 6. We've got companies within our area like Llewellyn and Sourcebooks and New Harbinger and even Independent Publishers Group. They have a booth within our area. We rent out a large amount of space and then sort of sub it out to these folks. And we put together a collective shipment to do a few other things to add some nice value to the mix. But we'll be doing the same thing in October next year. Whether it's getting independent publishers getting their own booth within our area or sending individual titles there. We always love to have our members come to the fair, whether it's, you know, just to stop by and say hello, or you know, put a book in our booth and let us help you kind of navigate the crazy world of in international publishing out there.
Well, great. Well, if you're listening to this and your interest has been piqued, check out the IBPA newsletter, which will give you full details for when you have to get your application in. And if you do go, of course, then you'll have the distinct pleasure of meeting Mr. Terry Nathan, who is the Chief Operating Officer and the the person to really meet and greet when you go to Frankfurt. So thanks a lot, Terry. It's great talking to you today. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Peter. Anytime. It's always a pleasure.
Now, what Terry Nathan says is true. Frankfurt is overwhelming. Many folks have been going there for years, so for them, it's kind of a time to schmooze with old friends. Now, I know the first time I went, I felt like everyone knew everybody else. They knew what to do, where to go. Everyone except me. And Frankfurt really takes some adjustment, so Terry's advice is really good. Keep your expectations in check the first year. Just go and take in the scene. Hang out in the IBPA booth and keep your eyes and ears open so you can learn from people who've been there before. You know, people start signing up for Frankfurt really early, so it's possible for you to check in on the Frankfurt Book Fair website and find out who else will be there. If you want to start making appointments yourself, start there. But be sure to talk to IBPA to find out about protocol and scheduling. And if you do make appointments, be sure to leave time to traverse the vast cavernous spaces. If you got a Fitbit, great place to get your daily steps in. And don't forget, you can also be a rights buyer at Frankfurt. Many European publishing companies produce catalogs in English of books they have on offer. With a specific book in mind, it may be easier to make an appointment. And then, of course, if that publisher works in the same genre as you, perhaps they'll be interested in what you've got in your catalog. But above all, Frankfurt is a time for making connections and for nurturing them over the years. Don't be hasty and don't be greedy. And by all means, be smart, and that probably means working with IBPA on display, or if you're big enough, actually getting your own booth at the show. So start thinking about Frankfurt now, and I've listed a few good related links in the podcast notes to help you on your way. That does it for this edition of Inside Independent Publishing with IBPA. Thanks again for listening, and let me hear from you at Peter Goodman or at IBPA on Twitter. And be sure to check out IBPA at ibpa-online.org. I'm Peter Goodman, and as my bosses in Japan used to say, let's have publishing fun.